Right, we might have a name for the segment. This is where guys call and complain or just vent.
Yeah.
Just get it out.
Right. Don't hold it in.
About the spouse. Right. You can't. What are you going to do? If you say it at the house, it's like, okay, it's World War III or it's a nightmare for 3 days.
She keeps breathing.
877-764-2535. Chris on the road.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Morning. Good, thank you.
Awesome. Real quick, well, you're 100% right because my wife doesn't know all the time. But, pop in my mind, maybe you can call it the airing of sheevances.
The airing of what?
Sheevances.
Oh, it's that agreement says sheevances.
Sheevances. The airing of sheevances.
I like it.
That is very, yeah, clever.
Airing.
It's like Festivus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of
like
sheevances.
Nice.
I love it.
It sounds smart.
Now, we just got to get guys that have enough balls to call in.
Right.
It's like last week, it was we were calling, and I think that they got off the phone. They had to pay for it.
Right.
And then now, no calls.
Use a fake name.
Yeah.
Use a fake name.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Have a good one.
All right.
If your name is Chris.
Yes. If that is your real name.
If that is your name, Chris.
If that is your name.
Yeah. That's a good name.
Well, it's a good name. We might not even need it because, you know, like, really, guys, seriously. Wow.
I think they're actually afraid. Like, I think they think that somebody's going to, like, sell them out and be like, hey, I heard you talking.
But aren't we human beings?
Yeah.
Aren't we also human beings?
We
don't
are.
We have a human right to just say how we feel?
Yes, we do.
And do what I do. I go home, it's like, man, I heard what you mean. It's like, it's just a bit.
Exactly, that's all it was.
I just called the show just to help them out.
Right.
They needed material.
I made it up.
You know how I feel.
Yes.
It's fine. I love you. You don't do anything wrong.
It's okay, Boobums. It's okay.
877-764-2535.
Joe T. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, hey. Thank you.
So, me and my wife, like, for the most part, we get along really well.
But
yet, the communication's weird, man. Like, we know, here's an example. We know, like, about seven Stephanies, right? So, start a conversation. Well, Stephanie did this. I'm like, whoa, you know seven Stephanies. Which one? And then she gets frustrated with me because I don't know what she's thinking. And like, it's like crazy.
Yeah. We're not in your head.
Yeah.
We're not in your head.
No.
Yeah.
But I mean, generally speaking, it's pretty mild. But sometimes it's just like,
oh, no. But you got to get that off your chest.
You do.
Like,
it is annoying. Oh, my thing is the retelling of a story is longer than what took place.
Yes,
because there's and then I said, and then she said, and then I said, and then she. I'm like, how does this end? How does it end?
Get to the
how
end.
Does it end?
Get to the end.
Right. Spoil the ending, and then we can circle back.
You start going fast.
Right. Just
fast.
Tell me how it ends. Right. That's all I need.
Yeah, when you hear,
I need.
Before I tell you what happened, you need to know what happened 6 weeks ago. It's like, I'm out. It's too much.
Well, if I tell her a story, she'll say, that's not how it happened. And then she'll tell me a different version. It's like, well, if I got it wrong, what makes you think that you got it right?
Just right.
You
know what I mean? I was there.
Yes.
Crazy.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
You too. See, you must feel better now.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Hello.
I like how these names are coming in, not towns.
Right.
It's just like, I'm Jerry.
Jerry. With a G.
Hi, my name is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Yes.
That's what we should do. We should say, start with our name,
right.
And I've been married for.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because
you say, like, your name, and then it's like, I've been sober for.
Right, yeah.
Hi, I'm Jerry. I've been married for how many years? Jerry went quiet on us.
Jerry.
His wife got him.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. I'm not married. I've been dating for 6 years.
Okay.
Mine's a little different.
So all right.
This past Valentine's Day, I kind of missed it. And me and a buddy of mine went to Harley Davidson. I got a new Harley Davidson.
Cool. Nice. You bought yourself.
For like a month.
Yeah, but you named it after her, right?
Yeah, right. So she was mad for a month, but she wouldn't say anything. And I hate it when you have to sit there and try to figure out why they're mad.
Oh, yeah, like 20 questions, yep.
I don't know if I need to figure that one out, though.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
why? What are you, like, siding with the women?
I'm not siding with them.
Oh, you're saying like, he should have been able to figure it out.
You should be able to figure if you bought a motorcycle on February 14th, you know why she's mad on March 3rd. You know what I mean? Like, you should know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're so happy about the motorcycle, it doesn't cross your mind.
Of course, yeah.
No, but the weird thing is you. She should be happy for you,
right?
You work hard. You work hard.
Right.
Reward. You work hard.
Right.
Life is short.
Exactly.
You bought yourself a gift that will actually give her joy as well.
Right. The gift that
she should be like, honey, thank you.
One of the things I told her when we started dating, I was like, look, if you get mad or you do this, I am not going to waste time to figure out why you're mad. If you say, if I ask you if you're mad, you say I'm okay, I'm assuming you're telling me the truth.
Right, that's it.
Good.
Nice.
And I'm dropping it.
Yeah, we're not going to play this game.
Right.
50 questions. Nope. I know something's wrong. Right. Why don't you tell me? Okay, nothing's wrong. Okay, something is wrong.
Yeah.
Just, okay, if you say nothing's wrong, we're moving on.
Right. And I'm also
good.
One eye open.
She likes the motorcycle, but she doesn't like the jacket that says, if you can read this, the bitch fell off.
Right. That was like, it's not great. Not great.
So does she like riding on the bike?
That jacket. No, actually, she hates motorcycles.
Oh.
Well, come on, okay. Jerry.
All right.
Okay.
There's no judging.
No judging.
We're on your side here.
Yes.
All of us are on your side.
Enjoy your motorcycle.
Enjoy. So, have you you've been dating for did you say 6 years?
6 years, yeah.
Yeah, 6 years, yeah.
No ring?
No.
Yeah, suffering.
No,
did you hear how he said
we had
no?
A conversation ahead of time. Neither of us want to get married.
Okay, great.
Right.
You're on the same page.
I was right up front. You want to be married? I'm not your guy. You want kids? I'm not your guy. You want this? I'm not your guy.
Wow. Okay, good.
It was all in agreement right up front.
Right. That's good.
Not the guy, yeah.
That's real good.
Right.
Right up front.
But apparently, I don't know, maybe things change over time.
He became the guy.
That maybe she's thinking, what the hell?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right. Well, hey, man, you buy yourself whatever you want.
Exactly. Enjoy your motorcycle.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy that bike.
Have a good day.
Bought himself a Valentine's Day gift.
Been good to himself.
Women do this all the time.
They do.
I bought myself these shoes.
Exactly. And matching purse to go with it. And these earrings as well.
Look
and
what this, I got for
and
myself.
And this BMW, yes. Mm.
And by the way, has anyone ever heard a wife coming up big on Valentine's Day?
No.
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 No. No, it's like, oh my God, she got me amazing things. No. Right.
Yeah.
No, it's like they sit there and like, bring me my flowers and chocolate and dinner.
And here are your dress socks.
Bring me my spa card.
I am your liege. Give me your jewelry.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Bring me my gifts.
Right, we get a card like a Hershey's Kiss. It's cute.
Pack of boxes.
Yes.
Brian Ronkonkoma.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good, thank you.
On you.
So, I know no women are allowed on, but she's sitting right next to me, and she wants to know why all of you gentlemen in the studio there don't have the nuts to start this thing off and complain yourself.
We did.
We did last week.
We did originally, yeah.
Oh, okay, man. We just heard the skit today.
Yep.
Okay, isn't it something that Brian's wife has to insert herself
right.
She makes a conversation that we ask no guys to participate in.
You asked
but
them.
There she is. Debbie wants to know.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you better call in. You better call in when they ask.
We can't even have a guy club for a half an hour.
No.
Yeah.
Infiltrate.
Debbie's like, hi, good morning.
How come they're not complaining?
How come they're not complaining?
How come?
That we started last week.
We did.
Oh, I'll give you one.
Okay.
Well, right. I'm always good for a couple. These are the things that annoy men about their spouse. 877-764-2535. AJ may have come up with a name during the song.
Yes.
Grapevine.
Grapevine, yes.
Instead of the grapevine. Grapevine.
Like
husband's
grapevine.
Husband's grapevine.
Nice.
But we're going to have secret passwords. We're going to have special knocks. Get you in.
Handshake. Yeah.
And there'll be codes like if the wife's with me right now.
Get some t-shirts eventually.
But Debbie from Ronkonkoma made a good point. We should start this with one of us.
Yes.
Starting.
Yes.
Yeah. AJ? I went last week and my
That's
wife
true.
Doesn't feel well today.
No, so I got you. No. Okay. So the latest one, this actually happened yesterday, is she wants me to get rid of the fare lane.
Red alert!
Red alert!
But she wants you to
get rid of the fair lane.
Oh my God!
Get rid of the fair lane.
Does she want me to amputate an arm too?
Why do you have that? You don't even drive it. It's not a car you drive every single day. It's a show car. It's paid for. It's costing. It has a classic car insurance. It's not costing me a ton of money. Why do I have to get rid of the car? I'm not giving.
What do you mean?
Car.
Have to?
Exactly.
You don't
right.
have to.
I don't
do
have
anything.
To nothing. No, the car stay. You go.
Yeah. Call Bobby Crabtree. See how much they want for a trade-in on the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, how much will you give me for a slightly used wife?
Coffee came out of my nose. I wasn't even drinking coffee. Like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. No. No.
That's a sign she doesn't even know who she's with.
I really don't have anything, okay? All I have are my three freaking vehicles, okay?
Yeah.
Let me at least have those. They're all paid for. I'm not making payments. You know, when they break down, I pay for that my own, like, you know, like the county yeah. money and things like that. So
it's your pride and joy.
It's my yeah. babies, yeah.
You have an office full of trophies thanks to that Fairlane.
Yeah, and that's the winner,
and it's
you know?
Known. Like, people see it, and they're like, that's AJ.
I didn't use it for a couple of years because I had a problem with the brakes and everything else, and I had mice infestation.
And by the way, you've been going through some stuff with, like,
yeah.
cancer.
Exactly. Why do you want to harsh my buzz?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so no. That ain't happening.
Pipe down.
Yeah, that ain't happening. No.
Of course, if she was here, I was like, oh, hi, Pam. How Wait. Are you? Great to see you.
What have you I said, done?
This is where we can speak freely.
Right, exactly.
That's what this is about.
Right, so no one rat on me.
That's right, everybody. Keep it quiet.
I know family members are listening right now.
That's the other thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The job here is not to not go right. running yeah. like...
It's like
yeah.
Fight Club.
No ratting.
I heard you're humping on...
Yeah, no ratting.
No,
yeah.
none of that.
Especially
no.
if it's another guy. That's a coward move.
Yeah.
Permanent revocation of your man card.
It's against yep. a bro code.
Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning you.
I have a good name for the show.
All right.
Well, for the skit this morning.
Yes.
I was thinking men's misunderstood miseries.
Oh, triple M. All right. Triple I like M. it.
Alliterative.
All right. No bad ideas.
One, nope. Except for that one. Go ahead.
One of the things that tweaked me a little bit with my wife, we've been together 7 years, married two. She's always racing me to the door. She knows I'm going to open it for her, but she's got to race me to the door and then stand in the way of me opening it.
That's wild.
Just open the door. Just open the door into it. After a couple of times, off the message. Yeah.
She will stand in complete strangers' ways and wait for me to open the door.
That's interesting.
Honey, I'm leaving. Open the door.
Have you ever asked her about it?
I actually said something to her yesterday and told her if I heard this skit this morning that I was going to call in about it.
Fantastic. Oh, what was see? Her response to that?
She's like, I'm not racing you. She's just, I need to get there. I was like, but why do you need to be in front of me if I'm going to open the door?
Right.
Yeah.
What did she say?
I don't know. I didn't get no straight answer.
Gotcha.
What do you wow. ever? You know what the answer is? Because
she's
it
a woman.
Well, that's part of it. Because it annoys you.
Yep. Right.
Yes.
Just a second.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Right.
That is it. Can you imagine if she told you something that you do that annoys her and you kept doing it?
Oh, yeah. I'd catch heat off it all every day.
Oh, everything changes. Yep. Sex yeah. life, this life, that life, right. heat, just everything.
Life in general.
Yeah, even yeah. just sitting there having dinner, she'll stare at you. Yeah.
All right. Life. One more dance time. Yep.
Yep.
Fine. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good all one, right, by the way. Thank you for
I
the
love
idea.
Yeah.
Love you too. Thank you.
Good luck.
I hope she's never in a house fire.
Right. But she set it up. Have someone.
She's got to wait for her husband to open the right. door.
She'd have perished if someone didn't open the door.
Yeah. Mm. I love this bit.
Wow.
I just love it. I look forward to Mondays because of this now.
Maybe put like a shocking pad up in the door.
That's it. Yes.
A little negative reinforcement.
Yeah.
Right. See?
Some
wouldn't
kind
have
of a
shocked.
Deterrent.
Wouldn't have gotten shut.
I like
that
she'll block a stranger from. It's like, yeah, right. my husband's going to open this door and right. you're going to have to
wild.
Wait.
Wild. Right.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. If she doesn't, I don't open the door.
And I like that he said, you know, guess what I'm doing tomorrow if they do this bit? I'm yeah. calling you in.
Yeah.
I'm calling you in, right?
Yep.
Oh, man. We have a full boat now.
Oh, boy.
All right. Unfortunately, we got to oh. wrap this up.
Yeah. All those pent-up emotions out there.
Yeah, well, it takes a little while to get going, and then once it gets going, it's right. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I just remembered, yeah.
It's a hell of a ride. So
yes, it is.
I want to thank everyone for calling. Please call next week at 7:30.
Yes.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.